on 1116 SEN. Hungry for Sport with Kevin Bartlett for Penfold Holden, celebrating 50 years of the Penfold family.
Nico Rosberg, first win in 2015 for the Mercedes driver after taking his first pole on Saturday afternoon. It is a super Sunday very much for Rosberg. It is another 1-2 though for Mercedes.
Yes, and of course the Spanish Grand Prix. Nico Rosberg and Jeff Harris, our Formula One guru. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Kevin.
Well, he claimed his first victory of the season after starting from the pole, so he had the perfect race.
Well, he did, yes. He really needed this one, Rosberg, because his teammate Lewis Hamilton had been dominating him not only this season but the second half of last season. So it was good from his point of view to get that done. But, Kevin, there have been five races this year. I think you'd have to say three of them have been processional, dull. You could see last night a lot of empty seats at the track there in Barcelona. And there clearly is a perception problem among the fans with the state of Formula One racing.
So have they just come to the conclusion that the Mercedes are just too good and therefore either Nico Rosberg or Lewis Hamilton are going to win and therefore it's not really going to be a contest?
Well, perhaps that. You would also be aware of the argument that's been going on for 18 months pretty much now that that these cars, these hybrid cars, don't make the right sound for the
yes,
fans
correct.
And whatnot. And also, obviously, what wouldn't have helped in Barcelona, even though he's not from that part of Spain, but the fact that Alonso was never going to be a contender in this race, hasn't won a race for 2 years now. And he's the reason that Formula One has prospered, in the past decade in Spain. But his McLaren team has gone five races with this new Honda power unit without scoring a world championship point. He was out of the race before half distance last night, and Jenson Button, who had been putting on a very brave face until now, said that his car was just scary to drive. So, quite a few factors at work there.
Well, the fact that you're talking about the noise of the cars maybe is affecting crowds. I know that we've had that comment made with the race here in this country, but I wasn't aware that maybe around the world that, you know, they've got the same feeling that it doesn't sound like a Grand Prix, a Formula One Grand Prix. So are they going to do something about that, Jeff? Because obviously has always been one of the attractions of the sport.
Yes, well, there's a meeting on Thursday, Kevin, of what's called the Strategy Group. This was the meeting that was supposed to be allowing the teams to use at least one more engine this year. They were supposedly 2 weeks ago in unanimous agreement on that. Now it seems that they're not. And I'm not sure that this group in itself can do that much to change the overall rules. And in fact, things can't change too quickly. It would be 2017 probably before there could be any major change. And what it really comes down to, I think, is the argument of whether Formula One should be a sport or whether it's a business for the car manufacturers that are spending so much money, whether it's a development or proving ground for them. Clearly, they are spending so much money that they want this technology that's being used because it's important to them in the development of road cars for the future. But it's not appealing to the fans. Mm. As we could see, I was just staggered by the number of empty seats at that circuit last night. And as I say, there was a bit of an Alonso factor that wouldn't have helped. In fact, you know, there were two other Spanish guys in the race, and one of them did quite well over the weekend, particularly in qualifying. But the fans have obviously turned against it.
What did they actually do, Jeff, to muffle the sound?
Well, what they've done, Kevin, they went away from, well, years ago it was V10s, then they went to 7 years of V8s, and they were cars that made, you know, the sound that that people who follow Formula One like. People who don't follow Formula One don't like it. But
high-pitched screeching sound.
Yes, that screeching sound. These cars are what are called hybrids, and they have a turbocharger, and that muffles the sound in itself. So it's more of a piercing noise, or even, you know, some people describe it as like a bit of an exaggerated sewing machine. So they don't have that noise. You know, we know here in Melbourne, if you're not at the track If you're, you know, more than a couple of kilometres away, you don't hear the cars going around Albert Park anymore. So that the traditional Formula One fans are obviously voting with their feet and not turning up to the races.
Just on that, Sebastian Vettel finished third, and his team had a massive amount of upgrades going into Barcelona. There was reports that up to 75% of the car had been upgraded. So was the third a disappointment for Vettel?
Well, I think it was really, well, a few people putting on brave faces after this race, this being the start of, you know, what's called the European season after the first four flyaway races. Really, what's come out of this is that Mercedes are further in front than what they were before. Now, it may have been a little bit of an anomaly with the Barcelona circuit, which, as nice as a setting as it is, this track does not produce passing. The races are always won by the car that starts at the front of the grid, and it just becomes processional. And we saw it here that the first four finishers finished in the order that they started. I mean, there were a couple of guys who improved, and fortunately for us, Daniel Ricciardo was one of them, but he still finished a lap down.
Just on Daniel Ricciardo, I mean, obviously, I was reading the other day, he's not happy with you know, his car. He doesn't think it's improving as well. He did beat his teammate, Danny Fee, at home, who finished 10th, so at least his motor didn't blow up on him.
No, it didn't, thankfully, and they saved the engine, really, by... he didn't practice it much on Friday. The amazing thing here is this Renault engine is said not to be much good, but all four of the Renault engine cars qualified in the top 10 out of 20. Looked pretty good, even though Daniel Ricciardo was the fourth of them. And the two Toro Rosso cars, which is meant to be the junior team of Red Bull, they were ahead of the Red Bull cars. I thought, in a sense, the qualifying wasn't too bad for those Red Bull cars. And all four of them actually got to the finish, but they were all a lap or more down. So... they are in a spot of bother. I think Daniel Ricciardo is being quite mature and showing a lot of leadership in that team with the problems that they've got there. But Red Bull are really putting the pressure on Renault to find performance. Renault have been saying, well, you know, we've got to make these engines reliable first. And Red Bull are saying, well, look, it's easier to make an engine that performs better and then make it reliable rather than make a reliable engine perform better. So there's a lot of heat on there behind the scenes, and well, a lot of it's also spilled into the public about Renault improving their performance.
Always great to catch up. I know you said Jenson Button, he said it was scary driving that McLaren. Not as scary as you say, Fernando Alonso, of course, who didn't finish a game, but he went to pit stop and his brakes failed, and the guy standing in front, the jackman, had to jump out of the way. So that's pretty scary.
Well, I think the scary one, or the one scared, would have been the jackman. But, yes, fortunately, he saw it coming, and they knew when that car was coming in that it had a brake problem. You could see the lap before that Alonso was off the track. But, yes, thankfully, because there have been nasty incidents with guys being knocked over in lanes before.
OK, we'll catch you in a fortnight, Jeff, unless some big news happens along the way. And more than likely, it can in Formula One these days because you're off to Monaco. So we'll speak then.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Jeff Harris joining us. We'll take a break when we come.